Chaps Wilkie of the East Sac wrestling team is joining us here on this preseason interview as we're talking a little bit more about the East Sac wrestlers getting ready for the season. Chaps, first of all, just want to say on the air, congratulations, brand new dad. I know it's been kind of a little bit stressful for you the last few days, but congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's a newfound respect for all the parents that we have of our wrestlers and kind of what they went through. And, you know, they've done a great job of raising their kids for us. And so I guess now it's my turn to raise my own.
Absolutely right. Well, Coach, the season is right around the corner. I know your guys will get started right after the season kind of starts. I know some of your girls have already started their season. Let's just talk about that. Girls wrestling. You got some girl wrestlers on your team. Talk about how their season is going on so far.
Yeah, so we've got 7 or 8 girls on our team right now. You know, so they actually, with officially being sanctioned and trying to work out their timeline and everything and their schedule, they got to come into the room 2 weeks before the guys and start their own practices, which was great. Now that the guys are in session, we've got them in the same room together, which is great. But it was nice for them to kind of have that little head start. Just get acclimated to the room, what we're about and what we want to do, because we've got most of our girls team, they're young. We've got, 4 freshmen that they haven't spent a whole lot of time on the mat. They haven't been in our room with the guys yet coming into the season. So it was nice for them to get a chance to have the room to themselves, get acclimated to the things we want to do, what practice is going to look like and those kinds of things. And, you know, we've got senior leadership that has been great for those freshmen with Olivia Viegas. She's really taken them under her wing, and but, you know, she's still focused on what she's got to do for this year. So, and now that the guys are in session, you know, it's been great watching them with those young girls. They're not necessarily working with them hands-on, but they're able to kind of be mentors and show the girls, you know, some technique here and there and what they might need a little help with, and they can help that way. But it's been a great atmosphere so far this season already.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I know the last few years I've taken photos for media days of you guys. You've had a couple of girls on the team, so, you know, they bring that experience to the table this year now that the sport is officially sanctioned. Talk about just coaching styles, because I know I've heard from a few coaches that coaching the girls wrestling is a lot different than coaching the boys in wrestling.
Yeah, stylistically, I would say there's definitely some differences. Our philosophy for the guys has always been kind of going second, third period. If we get the chance or option, we want to go down, get our escape point, get back to our feet and go to work. Whereas girls, we found in the past couple of years that may not be what we need. So we kind of, you know, we got to take a look at what's going on in the match, where we've been strong in the match, and kind of go from there. Whereas, you know, girls, I think they do a lot better job of writing. And guys, like I said, our philosophy's always been go down, get our point, and get back to our feet and go to work. So, you know, just kind of some of those mesh points have been a little bit different, just kind of learning on the fly and, mm-hmm. and looking at our strengths and going from there. And, I mean, we do that with our guys, too. What's going well in the match, what's not, and kind of deciding that from there too. But it's just kind of a different mindset in those categories. Girls wise, I mean, they're tough. They work hard. They're tough. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve with our young girls right now, so they're still getting the hang of it. But they're doing a really good job of asking questions and sticking their nose in there and working. And so it's been refreshing. Like I said, to have them there for those first 2 weeks, get their feet wet, they can kind of go at their own pace. But now that they're in their schedule, it's been great to just have girls matches only. So that way they can go in, you know, make those connections with some of the other girls. And the nice thing is they've got unlimited scrimmages for this year. So we're working with other coaches to get into other rooms and get a different feel for what they do in practices and kind of learn from each other, both as coaches and as wrestlers.
And talking about this team from last year to this year, obviously you got some guys down to the state tournament. Obviously one of them that comes to mind, Charlie Veit, finishing in that seventh place match, which was a really kind of great finish for this team last year. Talk about this year's team, some of the returners, some of the guys that you expect to do kind of well.
Yeah, so this year for our guys, I mean, we've got a ton of experience coming back. We're pretty heavy in the junior class, where they've all got 3 years of experience. Our seniors, we've got a handful of them that have been in the lineup all 4 years. So just them being in the room, just that leadership, and they've really taken that leadership on so far this season already. I walked into the room this morning and looked at them. I was like, all right, what have we been missing so far this year? And so they gave me a list, and they're like, all right, we'll work on that. And then they're like, all right, before we start practicing, I think we need to tape these mats down. That was coming from them, so they took it upon themselves to retape the mats. And like I said, they gave input on what they felt we needed to do as a whole, as a team, and we took off running with that. So just them adjusting from the last 2-3 years of kind of, you know, they're taking that ownership and leadership on and giving their input, and it's been great. Like I said, it's a great core group in that upper class that's been kind of driving the way this year. So a lot of experience coming back, you know, as youngins, as freshmen, sophomores, mm-hmm. especially some of our upper weights, they kind of took some lumps a little bit. But, you know, now they're junior seniors. It's their turn to give the lumps out to others. So I'm looking forward to a great year out of our juniors and seniors, and they're pulling along our freshmen and sophomores.
You mentioned a list that they gave you about just things to improve upon. What were some of those things on that list?
You know, it was just kind of some stuff we hadn't had a chance to cover yet. You know, just kind of some positional stuff that they've been seeing from some of our younger guys that we needed to take a look at, or just, you know, some just basic techniques that they wanted to come back to. We always like to, when we do technique, we always want to come back to it the next day, just as let's keep it fresh in our mind, and we'll kind of go from there. So we love to spend time in the front headlock. If someone touches our legs, we're gonna let them know that we don't want our legs touched. So that's kind of one of our go-tos. We want to be really good in the front headlock, so we spent some time there today and finishing from that position and what that looks like, and, you know, the little mechanisms that go into that. So it's like I said, it's just been really nice to have their input, and like I said, they've been around, so they know kind of what we expect and what we want to see. And if they're seeing something that's, you know, doesn't quite look right from our youngins, that they're going to let them know and help them fix it. And like I said, their leadership has been great so far.
Talking about your schedule here for this year, you already obviously had some of your girls competing. The last one we saw, Fort Dodge tournament, I think some really good matches out of Olivia Villegas, like we talked about, and some other really nice matches from the girls. So just talk to me about the next match or the next tournament they got coming up, and then talk to me just a little bit about the boys and what their schedule looks like this year.
Yeah, so our next girls event, they're going to be in Manson on the 28th. A lot of conference schools, a lot of other schools coming in. The great thing about some of these girls' tournaments is, you know, they've put out a master list from the IWCOA about here's all our tournaments, so you just kind of jump on board with that and email out and see if you can get into tournaments and everything. And so some of these tournaments have started becoming bigger than what they anticipated, so we've seen a lot of times start changing as far as when they're going to start and go from there. So, and Manson's one of those same cases. Start times change a little bit because of just some teams jumping in and the amount of wrestlers they're going to have at that tournament. So that's really good to see. But, yeah, so the next time they go out is going to be at Manson on the 28th. For our guys, we open up the season in Manson as well. the first weekend, first Saturday of December, which is going to be great. We love going to that tournament. It's a good tournament for us to get our feet wet and kind of go from there. We get to see what we need to fix, what we're doing strong, what we got to do better moving forward, and we get to see some teams that may be the only time we see them that season. Whereas, you know, we see a few teams a couple times throughout the year, but Manson's the one. We get to see some people that we don't normally see throughout the season, so that's good. We'll also send, on that December 3rd, we'll also send our JV kids. We like to send our freshmen down to Audubon for their tournament, so they can get their feet wet, get some competition, light competition, where they're going to be able to go out and compete with who they get lined up with right away. And then Audubon's having a girls division this year too. So they're running two gyms, one for the girls and one for the JV. So that'll be really good to see. We'll be in two different places, but, you know, with our coaching staff, we'll be able to send, we'll be able to split us up and what works best for us. So looking forward to that first weekend in December.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Well, I tell you what, Coach, good luck here this season. I know the girls are kind of already underway, but good luck with the boys' season and the entire wrestling season. I'm sure we'll see the little one at some point throughout there, because I know you're probably going to get her on a wrestling mat as quick as you possibly can. But thanks for joining with us, and I will see you soon.
Yep, no problem. I got to get her strong on her belly before we can get her on
the mat. There we go. Yeah.